Hi, I'm Julie Mackin, and we are once again speaking of social justice. I don't even know where to start today. I've been thinking a lot about how change happens. You know, I think I'm not alone in Australia feeling incredibly frustrated with what is happening in the big world, like what is happening in Gaza today, what's happening in Los Angeles, but also what is happening in Australia. Like everyone voted. Well, Labor got a 94, 95 seat in Parliament. And a lot of that vote was from people who believed Labor when they said they were going to be fair dinkum about responding to climate change. And of course, within a heartbeat of winning the election, they've okayed the North West Shelf gas expansion, which means we're going to massively overshoot our carbon emissions. And if you add the carbon emissions that we export to the rest of the world, not just our own, but actually what we sell to everyone else, we're the second worst in the world. Australians would say, or politicians would say, well, that doesn't count because we're not burning it, we're just selling it, which is the drug dealer's defense. You know, when people die of overdoses, their defense is, well, I didn't inject them with the heroin. No, you just sold it to them. And when it comes to climate change, the same is true. It doesn't matter where the fossil fuels are burnt. It all goes into one climate. So our contribution to that is the second worst in the world, only just behind Russia. And we voted for action on climate change, and that's the first thing the government did. And there's nothing anyone can do about that because they've got such a massive majority. There's no internal pressure to bring about change. And in fact, there's also no external pressure to bring about change, which is a pity because when all of that goes into the atmosphere and the world heats up, I've got beautiful family, you know, great kid, grandkids, all of that. They're going to be in a hellscape because of those kind of decisions. So it has a real world impact. So I was thinking about, and the same with, you know, Gaza. Over 80% of Australians want Israel to lift the blockade, to supply humanitarian supplies, to have a ceasefire. And yet we're not doing, you know, the government's not doing anything about that. It's not imposing sanctions or boycotting Israeli products or expelling the Israeli ambassador or even not sending armaments to Israel via America. That's still going on. A whole lot of people in Australia feel incredibly frustrated that these huge issues are things none of us can do anything about, which got me thinking about how does change happen? And I kind of look back on history and I look back on, women's liberation. I look back on seatbelts, on drink driving. I'm old enough to remember when compulsory wearing of seatbelts was introduced in Australia. And at the time, everyone went, how dare you? How dare you tell me I've got to wear a seatbelt? Like with drink driving. When RBTs were introduced in Australia, people were scandalised. Why can't I have a couple of beers with my mates? Unfortunately, the state just said, shut up, we're doing it. And people did it, and actually lives were saved. But what do we do when the state isn't saying, shut up, we're going to do it? This is a real question. I don't have the answers to them, but I do know that history teaches us what does bring about change is a whole lot of good enough people in a whole lot of different ways standing up and demanding better from their governments. Not necessarily through organisations. I'm not suggesting people join, you know, environmental organisations or even human rights organisations. But I am saying that wherever we are, whether we're working in a tuck shop, on the road, teaching kids, or wherever we are, we can have conversations with other people about what we think is a fair thing. And I guess our responsibility, I think my responsibility, maybe it's your responsibility too, is to have those conversations to say, we can do better than this. We don't need that much gas. In fact, we're going to export it. We're going to get zero tax for it, and it's going to cook our kids' future. That shouldn't happen. The ceasefire in Israel in Gaza, the humanitarian supplies, the boycotting, the sanctioning, all of that needs to happen, because all of us, particularly all of us who aren't powerful, like little countries like Australia, we really need the international treaty organisations to work. We really need them more than they need us. So, I wish I could turn up and go, here's a solution. I can't. But I do know it starts with you and I. I do know it starts with you and I counting ourselves in.